Hello and welcome to another Sustainable Wine Podcast with me, Hannah Holmari. For today's episode, I'm joined by Luke Landers, who is the Senior Sustainability Manager at Naked Wines UK. So, Luke, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Hannah. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Naked Wines is an online wine retailer, but you operate a little differently than a typical retailer. So tell us about that. What is the Naked Wine model?
Our model is unique in that we work directly with the winemakers. There's no middleman in between. The way that this works is that we effectively support the winemaker with whatever they need to get their wine to a customer, whether it's marketing, logistics, distribution, essentially everything you need to get that finished bottle to that customer's doorstep. Essentially, we allow the winemaker to focus on what they enjoy doing, which is making the wine. Our customers, they make regular payments into a wine piggy bank. These regular payments up front mean that we can give greater security to winemakers because there's no middleman. Also, we can then give fairer prices to our winemakers and in turn give fairer prices to our customers. If we do all of that well, all of us benefits. The idea being it's a bit of a virtuous circle. We can give access to some of the best independent winemakers from around the world to our customers, and each of those benefit from us having those direct relationships with one another.
It sounds very much like a win-win for the producer and the customer. Are there any challenges with this type of model?
I guess it's harder work for Naked. We could offload lots of this to other people within the supply chain. And I think that it's kind of a testament to our focus on quality and service to customers that we want to do it this way. We've got over 850,000 customers worldwide. So hopefully it's a testament that it's working. We're able to bring really unique parcels of wine to our customers. We've got all of the traditional wine regions, but areas such as Lebanon, Georgia, all corners of the globe are covered. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it is working. But yeah, we're always open to new ideas and seeing how we can improve.
Turning the conversation to sustainability, what are the key sustainability priorities for Naked? What are you guys working towards?
Like many other companies, we've focused our sustainability efforts around three pillars. So there's the planet side, the idea of doing wine with less emissions and ultimately net zero. There's a people side, so looking at great people and partnerships. And then there's also a compliance side. A lot of our focus at the moment is focused around that wine with less emissions side. We know there's lots of actions we can take to reduce our footprint. We want to ensure that perfect doesn't get in the way of progress. We're comfortable with the idea that our current baseline for our emissions will probably shift in future as we learn much, much more about our supply chain. But effectively, yeah, we're trying to do lots on our journey to head towards net zero. Linked to that, and I'm sure we'll come onto it later, is looking at packaging, removing the unnecessary. And by that, I'm meaning moving to lighter bottles wherever we can, but also looking at taking away capsules on wines that are under cork where it makes sense to do so. There's also a big focus around that collaborative piece, working with groups like the Sustainable Wine Roundtable to say, well, how can we change the industry for better? How can we learn and how can we accelerate things? Because we recognize the situation that we're all in. And also linked to that is that close working relationship with our winemakers. We need to better understand how we can support those guys. Some of them may be literally a couple of farmers doing all this work. And it's about saying, well, how can we make carbon footprinting and other sustainability initiatives real for them and manageable? So it's about trying to understand that. Working with our winemakers to understand where those positive impacts can be accelerated in the vineyard and winery. So lots of work there. I guess another angle we haven't touched on yet is the consumer side. Whilst the wine industry wants to become more sustainable, we also need to make sure that our consumers are up to date and aware of what we're doing. And by that, I don't mean chucking data at them because I don't think that's the way to engage them. But it's about finding those stories and celebrating successes, but also giving a clear indication of the direction of travel that we're headed in so that we meet their current expectations, but also we can set future expectations and, you know, accountability to ourselves.
I love what you said about don't let perfect be the enemy of good. I think that's such an important thing for all of us to remember as we work towards these goals. On the climate side, so you mentioned decarbonization is, of course, a key priority. Do you have perhaps some examples you can give us of initiatives you're doing internally at Naked Wines? And then we can chat about how you're supporting winemakers and growers in decarbonization efforts.
So very recently, well, this summer, in fact, we've launched something called our Sustainability Task Force. I guess it sounds a bit aggressive, but actually the truth in the matter is that we do need to be kind of aggressive in terms of the way we chase down sustainability. It's a group of green advocates from across the Naked Wines business that come together regularly. We've got a roadmap of initiatives, and the idea being that these employees are empowered within their departments to hold their departments and themselves accountable for sustainability and looking for new ways that we can drive the agenda. We've got representatives from marketing, from finance, from operations, from across our entire business looking at sustainability in the areas that they can control and ways that we can drive key benefits in that. One example we've got at the moment is if we've got within our customer service team, there is an individual there looking at how we handle order cancellations and making sure that we do that as efficiently as possible, because worst case scenario, you end up sending a case of wine to someone who doesn't want it. There's all of the inherent carbon linked with that, as well as cost. And actually, we can streamline that and ensure that a case is never sent if it's never wanted. Actually, that's good for everybody. It's a really powerful project, I think, in terms of having ownership across the business, trying to drive various initiatives that if I was doing this alone, I couldn't do. It's really, really good for engagement. It's really great for accelerating change, which for me is really important. And it comes back to the idea of doing anything that's no or low regret. They're the things we should be chasing. It's great to measure all this stuff, and I completely think we need to get to that position. But some of this stuff, we know it's the right thing to do, so we should just get on and do it.
And how does the Naked model enable it to support winemakers and growers in both carbon footprinting, but then also, as you mentioned, driving positive impact throughout the value chain?
It's really linked to that relationship idea. When I talk about a sustainability initiative, so for example, if it's lightweighting bottles, I can literally call up the winemaker, I can look them in the eye and talk to them about why we're doing it. And because of the Naked model, they know that it's a genuine desire to change things for the better. It's not a model that's purely driven by profit margin, which I think is refreshing for winemakers because they get that creativity that they can do in their winemaker. But also, they know that when they speak to the Naked team, we're all brought into this in terms of trying to make the wine industry better. There's one example of one of our winemakers in South Africa where our long-term relationship with them and the improved pricing that we're able to give to him has enabled him to work with local growers much more effectively. And they've actually been able to pay above market rates and in turn drive improved standards within the vineyards because of that. For me, it's a really rewarding experience knowing that I can speak to these suppliers around the world. So I think globally, we work with around 235 winemakers. There's a big number, but it's not just a name in a spreadsheet. It's a person that we can speak to, and we do speak to regularly and engage them on these topics. And it's that kind of human interaction is really important. Something I've heard a lot is that wine is a people business. Winemakers make wine so people can enjoy it together with their family and their friends. We're in the wine business because we enjoy being part of that. And it's about us having that connection with our winemakers and our customers and bringing that all together in one circle.
That's a great example. And you touched upon the lightweighting of the wine bottle. So that feeds in nicely, of course, into the Bottle Weight Accord. That's an initiative launched last month by the Sustainable Wine Roundtable, whereby a group of international wine retailers, so of course, including Naked Wines, committed to reducing the weight of glass wine bottles. And under this accord, the agreement is to reduce the average weight by around 25% in the next 3 years, from an average of 550 grams to under 420 grams by 2026. This is, of course, a huge step forward in the industry. And as you've mentioned, you know, throughout our conversation, one that cannot be done alone. All of these things, you know, definitely requires collaboration throughout the whole supply chain. My question to you was going to be, you know, how is Naked going to work with its producers to achieve this? I think you quite answered that in part with that previous example. So through that direct engagement, human to human interaction. But is there anything else you want to comment around that?
Some of it's doing more of the same. Before the accord came out, we'd already been communicating with winemakers our intentions around bottles and saying, look, when you look at the carbon footprint of a bottle of wine, it's evident, whichever study you look at, the glass bottle makes up a significant part of that. And we know that the glass bottle's got many benefits, so it's not going to disappear overnight. One of the quickest wins is to make those bottles lighter. We've started that engagement process with winemakers, and we were looking at our heavier bottles first and trying to take a pragmatic approach, saying to our winemakers, look, here's the reasons why we're doing this and here's the benefits we see, but trying to be sensible and saying, well, look, we understand there may be challenges. You may have already bottled, you may have already made a commitment of glass you've ordered, you may not be able to get hold of bottles. So we're not enforcing rules, but a case of saying, look, here's the direction of travel, we'll support you as best we can, and let's have a dialogue about it. And I think that that's something that I can see continuing based off this, the Roundtable initiative. And I was literally over the moon because it felt great to be part of something much larger and say to our winemakers, it's not Luke at Naked coming up with these crazy ideas. It's a broader industry approach and actually coming together and seeing the millions of bottles that are now impacted every year is really significant. And it's a really fun club to be part of. And I think that that momentum further drives other winemakers to want to get involved. And it's something that certainly I've seen over the last couple of years. The momentum is really, really shifting. We are having many, many, many more winemakers come to us and say, look, I found this new bottle, we want to use this. And we're kind of like, yeah, of course, go ahead. It's really positive. And I think that it's really going to have that snowball effect.
on the topic of lighter bottles, do you think that customers are even going to notice? Do you think they're going to care?
The short answer is no. I don't think they will notice. And maybe our experience is slightly different as an online retailer. It's very rare that our customers will have the previous vintage and the current vintage side by side. So they would be able to kind of say, okay, look, I can pick this up and notice 100 grams has disappeared. So we've done similar to the winemakers, lots of engagement with customers because we wanted to let them know that this is where we're heading. Partly as an education piece, because we recognize the expectation of consumers is that Naked and other retailers handle sustainability and we get on and we drive that process. I think that their perception of where the largest impacts were probably wasn't the glass bottle. In their minds, they put it in the recycling bin and it was all good and we're happy to carry on that way. And much of their focus was on, well, all of the footprint of wine must be the transporting it around the world. And actually, all of these studies are saying different. Our role is to say, look, here's why we're doing it. Bottles are really impactful. You're probably not going to notice. And again, our approach has largely been, let's try and use the same shape, same colour, but just lighter. The customer experience shouldn't hopefully be devalued at all. And when they understand what it is and why we're doing it, they've generally been really receptive and kind of said, actually, you know what? This is really handy. Some of the really hefty bottles are actually really heavy to lift anyway, so this is really doing me a favour. At Naked, we've continued to do lots of engagement, whether it's via videos on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or whether it's actually email campaigns celebrating winemakers and wines that are working to become more sustainable. There's lots of that engagement piece, and we often do votes with our customers as well. So we've done votes about, should we do more box wine? And would you buy a capsuleless wine? And all these kind of things. And it's a way, again, of just saying, look, we want to hear your thoughts. Here's why we're doing it. And then we can celebrate that when we get to the point saying, look, well, you said we did, kind of vibe.
Yeah, I love that. It's really a two-way street between you and the consumer. So you can also then hear from them, because my next question was going to be, what kind of messaging do you find resonates best with consumers? And what have you found that they actually care most about when it comes to sustainability in wine?
Generally speaking, we found that weaving sustainability into marketing wherever is appropriate has worked best. We do dedicated green emails or sustainability updates, but that can be a slight turn off sometimes because it can feel like you're just trying to push an agenda. But if it's part of the nature of what we're communicating day by day, and this is something we're really trying to work on, so that sustainability is embedded at Naked, but it's important that we show that in the messages we send our customers, whether that is an email and it's a written message, or whether it's an online forum update, or whether it is a video. And it's just about trying to make sure that those messages are in there and are authentic and are accurate. I guess in terms of what our consumers care about in sustainability, I think that waste is a big element for them. Once they've finished enjoying the wine, there's a real tangible waste product they're left with them. So the bottle and the packaging, that's something that front and center of their attention. I think also they're really mindful of the people impact of wines, ensuring and knowing and being reassured that the people that Naked buy the wine from are getting a good deal. You know, they want to make sure that those people are looked after, that we're not driving down prices there, we're taking all the profit and we're the only ones benefiting. So I think they really appreciate that and enjoy the story element that Naked can give, because each of our winemakers has got an interesting story. We like to share that with our customers so that they know that when they're buying a bottle of Frank Massard's wine, they know about Frank, they know about his history, they know about his interest in biodiversity and bat projects and all of that work. And they can sit around their dinner table and talk to their friends about it. And they go, well, actually, do you like this wine? Oh, you do? Oh, actually, we know about this winemaker. We've seen a video recently that he did. He was doing X, Y, Z. And isn't that interesting? Or we know why this winemaker called this wine X. It's genuine stories rather than just a marketing story that's just been put there for the sake of selling a bottle of wine.
Yeah, it sounds like that storytelling piece is really powerful. And I think we hear that time and time and again, that that is really what will resonate with the consumer the best, right? Making it a genuine story as opposed to just that hard marketing piece that you're saying. So
it is a challenge, because as a sustainability professional, like, I love getting into the numbers and the data and understanding, are we driving the impacts we want to see? But it's sometimes it's about stepping back and saying, well, actually, do consumers understand what 1% of X would mean or whatever? And actually, they probably don't. So I think it's about trying to make sustainability a story that consumers can understand and want to understand, rather than just pushing an agenda because it is the right thing to do and chucking some numbers out because we could.
Luke, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast and sharing these insights. It's been really great to learn more about how Naked Wine operates and also hear more about your consumers. And I really look forward to continuing our work together in the SWR.
Thanks, Hannah.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe to Sustainable Wines podcast channel and sign up on www.sustainablewine.co.uk to receive our newsletter and regular updates. And of course, if you're interested in getting involved in the SWR, please do just get in touch.